Amy, why don't you start us out? Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Hi, Alex. It's good to see you. My questions for you are more towards your experience on the Taxi Squad so far this year. Of course, there's the obvious needing to get into game action to start to get that kind of competitive side, after being so long out since you've played a game. But in terms of practice, can you describe a little bit how different it is even for a goaltender in practice being on a taxi squad, whereas I spoke to another NHL taxi squad goaltender recently who said, it's very different getting into a rhythm in practice because you don't necessarily have your own net all the time for an entire practice. Can you just talk a little bit about that process for you from a goaltending perspective this year?
Yeah, it's been definitely a different experience. I think, the Flyers try to do a good job of, getting us our own ice times, especially when we're at home. I really enjoy that. But in the same breath, I mean, when we're going every other day, sometimes we just don't have ice available to us, and then we'll have a morning skate. So yeah, I think I would echo that sentiment for sure. But it's also part of the job, and I pride myself on working hard when I get my opportunities and staying sharp. So to me, it's just part of the job description.
Absolutely. And just one other question for you, really kind of going along with that. With all of that being said, part of that job of being on the taxi squad is that you still not just physically, but in the mental game need to be ready to be able to step in and play and compete at the NHL level at any moment. So how are you overcoming those hurdles and obstacles of staying sharp mentally, being prepared that if you're called on at the last second, you can go in and perform?
Yeah, I think tonight was definitely a good start, and a good refresher, kind of just to see the mentality that I need when I get in the net. Obviously, haven't been in that headspace in quite a long time. So I you do the best you can to treat every day like a game, and really, I think I've spent the last year trying to get better, and realistically, I'm very painfully aware of my situation and that I'm not getting any younger. So I just tried to view it as a good opportunity to improve my game, and improve my body and improve my mindset. And so I guess from that standpoint, it's been a good thing.
Thanks, Alex. Good luck.
Thanks.
Tony.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Just how did it feel to get, into a game tonight? I know you had the one period in Newark there, but to get a full game and sort of you sort of already mentioned it, but starting to get back into a rhythm here.
I think obviously it's just a period, but I think it's as much about the process as it is about the actual game. I think that was an important experience, even though it was just 20 minutes of action. I think tonight was a really good learning lesson in terms of, I forgot, the amount of effort that it takes to compete for a 60-minute game. It's very taxing mentally, very taxing physically, but really, mentally. So it was good just to, I think tonight was a really good first step, and I could feel my brain kind of shut off in the second for a little bit there for about 10 minutes, and I think that was a positive learning experience.
That's all I really had. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was just wondering, what was it like for you to come back to the PPL Center and play in front of a condensed number of fans compared to what you played a year ago?
Well, it was better than no fans for sure. I don't know. It's home for me at this point. It's been, I've played a lot of games here, and you know, even the parking garage monitor, I know her well. And, you know, Bob, I've, you know, been around Bob for a long time. We're basically, you know, like cousins at this point. So I just, in terms of the PPL Center, it's just fans, no fans. It's just, I always enjoy coming back here.
Well, you did a good job tonight.
Thank you.
Bob, do you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Alex. It's good to see you. Long time.
Yeah.
I think some of the fans forget that this hasn't just been taxi squad for you since January, but also in the bubble in Toronto. I mean, that's a lot of taxi squad for several months. And you probably had a good idea going into it that this was going to be a part of the deal, and we knew that we might have taxi squads in the NHL this year. But how challenging is that? I know you already addressed this, but going all the way back this many months with no games and practicing with just four other players a lot of the other times, I mean, that's a really long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know, like I said, I really try to look at it as optimistically as possible. And I mean, you know, given my age and my position, I actually thought it was a large positive just because I could really revisit some of the things that I felt like I needed to work on. And so I feel like my game is in a different place than it was 12 months ago. And, you know, I think, honestly, I feel appreciative that I've been able to be with the Flyers in the bubble and started training camp, obviously, in middle of January. I'm good friends with a lot of these guys here and a lot of American League guys, and I think it's been a pretty rough go for them. So I think just in terms of the larger picture, it's been good to have a job, you know.
No Reese Wilcox today. I mean, you guys are good buddies and we're roommates here, and we don't even get to see him for this one. I'm kind of bummed out. I'm sure that you were too a little bit.
I was already mentally preparing, you know, if he scored, I already had a game plan down, and I wasn't going to let it phase me.
Alex, it's good to see you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.